Well, talking about technology, let's reflect on some of the very best gadgets of 2016, because just as in 2015 before it, there have been many, many out this year. Some good, some bad, some overhyped, some that explode. Fevzi Turkalp is the gadget detective, joins us now. Hi, Fevzi.
Morning.
Hi. What have been some of your favourite gadgets of the year?
So one of the gadgets I can't leave alone is the Amazon Echo and its little sister, the Echo Dot. So these are these speakers from Amazon that have built-in artificial intelligence. So we're used to these sorts of devices on our smartphone and things like Siri and so forth. But actually, we use them in a very different way once they're a device in the home. So you can ask them to set alarms for you. You can ask them for the weather, the traffic and so forth. And because they have this, what they call beamforming microphones, you can just speak to it as you would a person that's in the same room. You don't have to go over and stand over it or pick up a handset or anything like that. And that simple fact actually changes the way we deal with these things. They start to become, dare I say it, a little bit more human to us. So we can have a lot of fun. The one from Amazon has the name, well, I won't say her name out loud because she'll wake up. But
oh, will she? Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, yeah, will she hear to hear? Alexa, hello.
Hi.
Oh.
There we are.
Ask her something, Fevzi. Ask her who's on Three Counties Radio right now, and I bet she doesn't know.
Alexa, play BBC Three Counties Radio.
Is this going to happen?
We'll be trapped. BBC Radio 1 from TuneIn.
Alexa, stop.
No, you got Radio 1. So, okay. As we've just seen demonstrated, Fevzi.
Alexa, might be rap. Good.
Right. Oh, does that mean stop it?
My name is Alexa, and I'm here to say I'm the baddest AI in the cloud today. Your responses are fast, but mine are faster. Sucker speech engines, they call me master.
There you go.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
A fun toy, Fevzi. But, you know, as we just saw, you asked it to play Three Counties Radio. It played Radio 1. You asked it to rap. That was a novelty. But, I mean, are we really going to get to the stage, honestly, where people are going to say, you know, just completely casually, Alexa, can you just turn my heating up to 17 and can you run a bath for me? And Alexa, what's the name of that bloke who sang that song? It's not getting that good, is it?
Yes, it already does. It already interfaces with Hive, which is an internet-connected thermostat, so you can control your heating by voice. Alexa, play me the song that goes, I am the Eggman.
I am the Walrus. By the Beatles.
Oh, wow, that is good, isn't it?
Alexa, stop. So, yeah, she's quite smart. And the thing is, she's getting smarter. So you buy one now, and she just continues to get smarter through your ownership of the device, which I think is kind of nice. You don't need to have upgrades and so forth. What happens is that there are skills that you can apply to her. So the more skills you apply, which you increase daily pretty much. Also good for reading audiobooks and things like that. Good for setting alarms. Good bedroom device, good kitchen device.
Yeah, I mean, what is good about it is it's a speaker, isn't it? So it's not like having a screen on all the time in front of your face. And I think people, we've seen this from the texts I've been getting this morning about mobile phone use when driving. People are just fed up of seeing screens in their whole life, and people are addicted to screens and glued to screens. This takes you away from it, but still keeps you on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a different way of interacting. I can't emphasize enough the fact that it's voice, the fact that you don't have to be looking at it. I mean, I can sort of turn off my radio as I'm leaving the room by, you know, just speaking to it as I'm leaving. And that sort of thing is kind of nice. It changes a lot. So, so two versions of that, the Echo, which is 150, and the Echo Dot, which is 50. And essentially the same thing, except for the fact that the speaker in it is much smaller, but it has the ability to pair with an external speaker, either via wire or Bluetooth. So in many ways, actually a better device, because the big one has a nice speaker, but it's mono.
Okay.
And you can't connect it to an external one. So there
we are. So that's the Amazon Echo. That's your favourite gadget of the year. There have been some disappointments, haven't there? I mean, it was embarrassing, really, what happened to Samsung, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I kind of feel sorry for them, because mobile phones, the batteries, and not just in mobile phones, but also in laptops and so forth, you know, they are prone to these sorts of problems by virtue of their design and the way that they work. If they if you get a manufacturing fault, it can give rise to exploding batteries. They used to catch fire, but now that the batteries are encapsulated in devices where the back doesn't pop off anymore as the battery expands, that now they tend to explode as well. I think it's been unfortunate for them. They don't even make the batteries that have been exploding. But, you know, we do need a better battery technology for all sorts of reasons. And as we've pushed the technology further and further, I think that we're more prone to this. By the way, even a completely healthy battery, if you drop it, can ignite, and you do get cases of sort of cyclists who've sort of had a smartphone strapped to them, perfectly good smartphone, perfectly good battery. The energy of hitting a battery can cause it to ignite, which is, by the way, one of the reasons why we're not to use our mobile phones in petrol stations, because if you drop them, they cause sparks.
Good knowledge. Like it. Okay. When it comes to battery life, actually, Fevzi, and perhaps I'll ask Tom Cheesewright about this later, because he's giving us a little glance into the future. But when it comes to battery life, why is it that here we are at the end of 2016, we're still talking about cutting-edge premium smartphones that last, what, 7 hours of heavy-duty use? Why can't they last 5 days like my Nokia 3510 did a decade ago?
Well, it's kind of been an arms race between the batteries increasing in capacity and also the charge time has improved dramatically. You know, you've got a lot of these fast charge things. But at the same time, we've been, you know, increasing screen size and processing power and memory and all the things that draw more capacity. I think we've sort of reached that peak where we don't necessarily have to increase the amount of energy these devices draw. So going forward, I think we will start to return to multi-day battery life for our smart devices and smartphones and so forth. But I think at the moment we've been taking up the slack by just increasing screen sizes and processor speeds.
But also, I mean, Apple notably stop you from putting a spare battery in. I mean, why?
Well, and it's not only Apple, by the way. A lot of the premium smartphones have gone that route as well. Apple sort of led the way. They would tell you it is because it enables them to make a slimmer, sleeker, more rigid device, even though it's very, very thin. Having said that, I've seen some very sleek and slim devices that do have removable batteries. What can I say? Apple also don't allow you to increase the memory by popping in a memory card as well, and they make similar arguments for that. You have to think that part of it is built-in obsolescence.
Yeah, you do, don't you? And the thing is, with the memory expansion, I sort of get that, you know, you're going to give them more money to buy a bigger phone with more memory on it. But with the battery, I mean, I'd be happy to give them more money to get a spare battery. They just won't let me.
No, well, you can't get a spare battery, but you can get them to replace it for you at the end of its usable life. So every rechargeable battery has a number of recharge cycles, typically a few hundred. So an iPhone, for example, would go about 18 months, 2 years before you notice the fact that it's not holding the charge that it used to. You can send it back to Apple, but, you know, it's expensive. I guess they also like to keep control of the process, because there are a lot of third-party and fake batteries out there on well-known auction sites, and I suppose they're also concerned about the fact that people don't always buy safe batteries, and that may then taint their brand in the way that Samsung has suffered itself, for example. So that they, being Apple, I think they also want to keep control of the process.
Okay, now, I know that a lot of people have got vouchers for Christmas and they're thinking, what should I spend it on? A lot of people, frankly, got given something they're going to take back from the shops and get some money back. If they want to buy some tech, a couple of interesting things I know you've picked out for us, the Parrot Pot and the Kit Sound Link. Explain what those are.
Okay, so the Parrot Pot is by a company called Parrot, who are better known for their drones, by the way. You may know them for drones. It's a flower pot. It's a £130 flower pot. That's the bad news. The good news is it's a smart Internet of Things, internet-connected flower pot. So it's got sensors in it.
Is it 15 times better than a normal flower pot?
It is if you're on holiday. It's 100 times better if you're on holiday, because it waters itself. It's got sensors in it, so it knows when the soil moisture is low. It knows when the fertilizer level of the soil is poor, when there's not enough light, what the air temperature is. And you can also put it outside because it's water resistant. It connects wirelessly to the internet. So first of all, by itself, it sits your plant, because when the soil gets too dry, it has 2.2 litre water capacity, and it jets water from the perimeter of the pot into the soil. So it can water itself 2.2 litres worth. That's a fairly long holiday, I'd suggest. But also you can monitor it. I dare say there'll be an upgrade.
You can watch your flowers whilst you're on holiday. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Well, you know what? I mean, £130 is a lot, but some plants also are quite expensive. And if you've got a prized plant in this pot, you know, it could be worth the money. And I dare say these things will get cheaper as well.
Yeah, well, of course. No, I understand it when it's 20 quid. At the moment, I think if I've got 130 quid to pay, I'll pay the neighbour to come round. She'll be very happy with that. And what about the Kitsound Link then? What's that?
The Kitsound Link. Okay, so we know about devices like the Sonos device, which are these very premium, high-end speaker systems. They're internet-connected speakers where you can move from room to room and have your music playing to you in perfect synchronization all at the same time, or you can have different music in different rooms. Very sophisticated, very high-end, very good quality, but very expensive. Mm. Now, with the Kitsound Link, this is a gadget that costs about £50, just over £50. And the joy of it is that you can connect it to pretty much any speaker system that you have in your home. So your 1980s hi-fi or 1990s hi-fi that's still sitting there, it's you might have really good sounding amp and speakers in your home, but it's just not smart anymore. And this thing smartifies it. If you think about what a TV streaming box does to a normal TV, it makes it into a smart TV. This turns your existing speakers, which may be, you know, of good quality but now underutilized, into smart speakers, so you can do pretty much the same things that you can do with the Sonos, but for a very small fraction of the price.
Okay, so let's be clear about this. So it's a little box that sits in the corner of the room. It knows all the different speakers around your house, so you can use a device like your phone or whatever and say, I want to listen to this in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
Yep.
But it also allows you to connect up the speakers that you bought in the 90s that don't have any internet on them. How does it do that? Does it come with little dongles? How many do you get?
The box is, each box is about £50. It's called a Kitsound Link box. It connects to the speaker via an auxiliary connection, and it provides the internet connection, the smarts and the synchronization, which means that you could either, for example, have different things going on in different rooms by way of music, podcasts, streaming. But at the same time, you could have the same music. So let's say you had a party, you could have the same music playing in different rooms, but it would be in synchronization. And that's important because people often don't realize that when you try and do this with other systems, they often go slightly out of sync, even a fraction of a second. And it's very disconcerting. It's like hearing your voice a fraction of a second later. It's kind of just very disconcerting to hear the same sound coming out of different rooms but slightly out of sync. And this doesn't do that. This solves that problem. And for £50 a pop, I just think it's a very flexible way of not having to rebuy all these speakers, because a lot of us do have hi-fi, and other types of speakers hanging around. Pretty much anything with a sort of line input, auxiliary input, can be utilised for this purpose.
Okay, perfect. So, Fevzi, that was great. Can you just get Alexa to say goodbye?
Alexa, goodbye.
Goodbye.
There we go. Fevzi there and his favourite speaker. Fevzi Turk up there, editor of the free tech advice website Gadget Detective. You can find that at gadgetdetective.com, and he's also on Twitter as well. Same name, @gadgetdetective.